You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zagura, Michael Reguy, hour number two of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And folks, if you want to look snazzy, go down to the team shop in downtown Cleveland at First Energy Stadium, because the new Browns Nike Summer Collection is in. You can stop in between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. 7 days a week at the team shop at First Energy Stadium, or shop online on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. We're going to kick off our second hour with a feature I love called The Blitz. And we're going to start off in Houston with our good friend Tanya Ganguly, the ESPN NFL national reporter for the Houston Texans. Tanya, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Always good to talk to you. Let's start with Jadeveon Clowney. What's the latest on him? Have you been impressed with him, or are there any warning signs that you've seen so far?
Not what he's done on the field I've been impressed with, especially since it does sound like he was playing with that sports hernia.
Right.
Which causes a lot of pain, and, they got that cleaned up shortly after he signed his contract. But, physically, other than the injury, and, you can't gloss over that, because that could be, that's definitely something to watch. But that's usually a 4 to 6 week recovery time, and training, that's about when training camp starts, so... If there aren't any complications, he should be fine, and he's looked really good on the field.
I'll tell you what, we got to see him here in Cleveland at the Rookie Symposium. What an impressive physical specimen that young man is.
Yeah, and a really good kid, too, and I think that's all the coaches have been talking about how he's willing to study and he wants to learn, and he has the right attitude, because he is, he's switching positions. He's never played linebacker before.
Tanya Ganguly, ESPN NFL Nation reporter for the Houston Texans. Tanya, Ryan Fitzpatrick has been named a starting quarterback by head coach Bill O'Brien. Are you surprised he made the decision as quickly as he did? Is Fitzpatrick going to hold on to it and be the guy? And how has the young man out of Pitt, Tom Savage, looked, Tanya?
Well, I was actually a little surprised that it took as long as it did. They went through all of their OTAs without naming a starter. And I think that when they signed Fitzpatrick, the intention was to have him start, to kind of be that guy. They weren't really that impressed with any of the quarterbacks in the draft, or at least impressed enough to take one early enough that you could have an immediate starter. And I don't even know if there was an immediate starter in this year's draft. So, Savage is learning. Savage is so raw. You have to wonder what he would be like if he had. If he had been at one school for 4 years and right. played in a system and wasn't learning something new every year. So I think that's what the Texans are finding out right now.
And Tanya, Andre Johnson, that situation seems to be a little ugly right now. How do you see that playing out, or what are your expectations there?
Well, I actually don't think it's ugly, and precisely because Bill O'Brien has handled it really well. Sometimes new coaches come in and they want to I don't know if it's their own ego, or they want to make sure that everybody knows they're the ones in charge, and they kind of strong arm stars that don't know them and that haven't been there with the, with the current regime.
Sure.
And it doesn't work. And, you see it over and over again. I used to cover the Jaguars. I saw it with Maurice Jones-Drew and Mike Mularkey. That was ugly. This, it's not a good look. It's not a great look for the Texans that their star receiver, probably the best player in franchise history, isn't showing up. But I don't think there's been animosity, publicly at least, talked about.
So you feel pretty good that it'll get resolved and he will be playing for the Texans this year?
I do think that'll happen, yeah.
And all Tanya, right. We let you go real quick, how much do you miss Ben Tate, Tanya?
he said
he misses you.
He was a great quote. Anytime, just a really honest guy. So, which sometimes it always worked for us. Sometimes it worked better for him than at other times. But it'd be interesting though, because this staff has taught all their players to say the same words over and over again. Like, we're putting the team first. We're trying to get better every day. All those cliche things. So I'd be curious to know if Ben was still here, if he would. you know, if you follow the company line, because he didn't when he was
He has not been. No, I would say he has not been doing that here either.
Well-spoken.
Ben Tate is speaking the mind of Ben Tate. Tanya, thanks so much for joining us. Have a happy holiday weekend.
All right, you too.
All right, let's keep the blitz going now as we head to our nation's capital. John Keim, the ESPN Redskins reporter, joining us. John, let's start right at the top. New coach, new offensive system, and RG3 is back. How is this team looking after offseason workouts?
Well, you know, sometimes they look all right. Sometimes you can tell that it's a new offense that they put in place, or at least a new passing game, because the run game will be the same. And the terminology in the pass game is a little bit comparable to what they had before, but of course it's a different style, different strategy. But what you see is the potential, because the addition of DeSean Jackson, Griffin looks better than he did, certainly than he did at the start of camp last year when he wasn't full go.
Right.
And even throughout the season. And then you have a healthy Jordan Reed, the tight end, big time, could be a big time playmaker at that position. And, you know, you add it up, and they definitely look different. Griffin looks more confident, and I think that will help translate into a better success for him. But, you know, there's definitely a different vibe around the offense.
John Keim, ESPN Redskins reporter, joining us on the Blitz. You mentioned DeSean Jackson, John. How huge a difference maker can he be in the Redskins pass game?
Tremendous, and there are a couple reasons why. One, the deep ball threat, and they haven't really had that. They have guys who have deep speed, but they're not always deep threats, and you know, because they don't do anything else, or they don't do enough else to hurt a team, so you can take something away. Well, with Jackson, when you watch him on tape, you take that away, he's running a comeback route and getting 10 yards and potentially more. You have to honor all of his fakes, because if you don't, he will beat you. So when you watch him, he gets open by 4 or 5 yards sometimes, just because of that threat and because of his cuts. So you start there, then it's the trickle-down effect. You know, you would see this in Philadelphia, and you'll see it here. He's a guy who can have a couple catches in a game and have a tremendous impact because he can take guys away. And it's not going to be every play, but there will be enough times he can do that. And then the last thing is with him is the ability to win one-on-one coverage. And I think that's a big difference in this offense compared to last year. You have more guys who have that ability. I think what will happen there is they don't have to run as much play action, which they've done in the past, because they had to do things to fool the defense at times to get guys open, and they don't have to do that quite as much now. So, you know, their thinking is this will help Griffin develop as a passer, because you don't have to get as deep in your progressions, and it all starts because of Jackson.
Certainly does. He is an exciting receiver, one of the best big play threats in the NFL. Now, one of the things that we're dealing with in Cleveland here is Manziel mania. You can't go a day without something happening about Johnny Manziel, who he took a picture with, the here, there, whatever. But all the commentary, all anybody wants to talk about seems like is Johnny Manziel. How does that compare to what you experienced when RG3 first came into the league with the Redskins?
About that, Johnny Manziel, I hadn't heard that.
It's flying under the radar, I guess, outside of here.
Yeah, I would say, you know, Kyle Shanahan, if he thought it was crazy here with Griffin, I mean, this is a lot different, because with Griffin, there was a definite, obviously a definite buzz, a definite aura, but you weren't getting all these pictures that you had to worry about where's this guy's head at. And then just as an outsider, I think the one thing that I know from having covered Kyle Shanahan and that staff is what they want from their quarterback is a guy who's first one in, last one out. And I think if Manziel does that, then he'd be, you know, and it improves, and, you know, the other stuff is that you're going to have to deal with that. But I think the Manziel stuff is off the charts compared to what we even had here with Griffin, because, again, that was more, you know, you didn't have to worry about him going out. He doesn't go out a lot. The pictures that you see of Griffin are typically, off-season, are ones on vacation somewhere, and he's, you know, walking down the street with his wife, and he's somebody's posting an Instagram shot of a fan with him. It's not going out with Justin Bieber. It's not doing all that stuff. Now, whatever works for a guy, I guess, but, you know, I feel bad for my colleague there, Pep McManaman, because he's having to cover TMZ plus the Browns.
Oh, he loves it, John. He's all over that.
Listen,
Don't worry about McManaman.
Well, let me, listen, he, his, his profile went up when the minute the Browns took Manziel, we knew somebody's profile was going to go up in this company, and it was Pat.
He's wearing it very well, believe us. John Kibb, ESPN, Redskins reporter on the Blitz today. All right, what's the latest in the nickname battle that Dan Snyder and front office are undergoing?
I don't know that there's, the Patton stuff happened a couple weeks ago, so that is going to take probably 4 or 5 years to really sort out, because the Redskins are going to file a report, before an Eastern District judge. Then after that, there will be an appeals process, which will take 4 or 5 years. The Redskins went through this in the late 90s, early 2000s, and won on appeal. Slightly different take this time. So what happens there, I don't know. But I think the real thing to watch is how the protests are becoming more organized and louder and sustained compared to last time because of social media. And so I'm curious to see if they start applying pressure more on sponsors, on other owners, or on Roger Goodell, because that's when this will change. I can tell you that Dan Snyder has no intention of changing it. He's not sitting there wondering if he's making the right decision. I think when you fight, when this guy gets involved in the battle, he tends to steel himself for that fight. I think that's what they're doing here. They don't look at it as if they have anything to do. They don't have to do anything to the nickname, because to them it's not what what others say it means, so, or what it represents. And so, I think this is going to go on for a few more years until sponsors get involved. I don't think you'll see a whole lot of action, but it's just the question is, will Roger Goodell and other owners just get tired of all the noise?
John, appreciate the time. Yes, certainly a battle will be raging in our nation's capital over that, and it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out here. Thank you for taking time to join us here on Cleveland Browns Daily.
My pleasure, guys.
All right, that was John Kime. We heard him, ESPN's reporter, covering the Redskins. That was the Blitz, folks, here, as we like to give you a little bit of a flavor for around the National Football League on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, an hour and 43 minutes away from the USA, taking on Belgium in the knockout stage of the World Cup. That's going to be a lot of fun. I do believe that the USA can get it done, Reg. I believe.
You guaranteeing a win today?
I'm not guaranteeing a win. Forget it. Why not? We heard from Broadway Joe Namath yesterday.
Yes, we did.
His quotes from the really big show. He is a guarantor. Why not? Let's do it.
USA. I'll ride with you. I'll roll with you on that.
I'm not rooting for anything else. That's all I care about. It's win or bust as far as
I'm
concerned.
That's pretty much it. Yeah.
That's it. Win or go home. That's really the reality of it. All right. We'll be back. We can talk World Cup. What gift you would give Ray Farmer for his birthday. And also what celebs you would take a selfie with. If you could take a selfie with two celebs, Biebs, Floyd, Money Mayweather, are they high on your list like they apparently were on Johnny Football's and Hollywood yesterday? All that and more coming up next on CBD. I took everything I need all in the day. Or maybe they just want me to leave.